Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a good one. It's time for me to get you all set and ready for the weekend. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is when we get started. Every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout-outs to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. Me? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. NBA Finals Game 1 is done. It's a wrap. The Celtics stomp out the Dallas Mavericks. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals, they get started tomorrow. Edmonton versus Florida. That's a long walk. That's a long drive, a flight. Damn it, I don't know how else you'd get there. It'd take a long time anyway, okay? That's tomorrow. We got the Yankees getting a little bit of a scare with Juan Soto. We got Mike McDaniel of the Dolphins reminding his players that they suck. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, the Lakers are still looking for a head coach. Have you heard? Probably you have. We got kickers in the NFL looking to change their. I know everybody wants to lose weight. Right now, what people want to do? Tua Tagovailoa wants to lose weight. Lamar Jackson wants to lose weight. We found a kicker who wants to gain weight because he wants to tackle people. Yeah, we're going to get into that. Kyrie Irving wanted to get booed louder. Well, he didn't ask for it. He just said the booing wasn't as loud as he thought it would be. Mike Tyson has his fight rescheduled. NIL in sports is still a hot topic and how it evolves. I know we have some amazing guests as well. All my cricket fans out there, are you a cricket fan? Are you? You're not? Well, you're going to be. Because Team USA surprised Pakistan in the World Cup yesterday. We're actually going to have a cricket player on air. Corey Anderson from Team USA is going to join us. Damn it, you better love it because it's Team USA. And then next hour, my main man. This man is a coach, a YouTuber. He breaks down basketball. My main man, Coach Nick from B-Ball Breakdown, is going to join us to talk about what these Dallas Mavericks are doing against the Celtics. And the answer last night was a whole lot of nothing. And so we'll be hanging out for the next 4 hours. I'm going to have me a good time. And so if you're leaving work, you're heading to work, you're just relaxing, you're on a scenic drive, your drive sucks, hang out with me. I'm here. It doesn't matter what's going on with you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm on the internet, too. I'm there. I'm at JR Sport Brief. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the gentleman who said the other day he hit me with the rock. It doesn't matter what he wasn't trying to insult me. I saw his message online. I got to answer him back. Hey, Hickey, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm good. It's a Friday in the summer. Can't be any better.
Friday in the summer. What's the weather like in New York right now?
Oh, 80 and sunny.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Summer weather is here.
Supposed to be like that for the weekend.
You know it.
Nice. I don't know the temperature outside. I know earlier today at noon it was about 81 and sunny. Low humidity, nice breeze, perfect weather. And so I assume right now maybe it's closer to 85, 86-ish. So, yeah, the weather's beautiful. You know, I don't know what the weather's like where you're at, but I hope you're good. I don't know what the weather's like in Boston right now. Probably a little bit cooler than that. But it doesn't matter if it's raining in Boston right now. It could be sun shining down on the people. Damn it, I know it's June, but it could be snowing in Boston right now. And that might be a cause for alarm, snow in June. But either way, everybody in Boston and Massachusetts, everybody in New England, they should be happy right now. Because last night, the Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks with a final score of 107-89. This game was pathetic. Kristaps Porzingis came back, had 11 points in the first quarter, finished with 20 points in 21 minutes. The man hasn't played in almost 40 days. Blocking shots and grabbing rebounds and knocking down threes. He's playing with reckless abandon. He's playing like he only has to play for 7 more games. I guess Kristaps Porzingis is healthy. Nobody else, well, everybody kind of chipped in. And this is the benefit of the Boston Celtics. Everybody can get a little bit of something. Tatum, the best player on the Celtics, had 16 points but 11 rebounds and 5 assists. Brown had 22 points. He can't hit a free throw to save his life. He was 6 of 11. What are you doing? White had 15. Drew Holiday had 12. Al Horford started. He had 10 points. Everybody just contributed. That's what you want, right? When you're a part of a team, you want everybody to carry their weight. You don't want dead weight. The Celtics don't have that. And with Porzingis coming back, I mean, he carried him. Am I expecting him to come off the bench and drop 11 points in the first quarter? No, not next time. This might be his best game of the series. It might. But let's remember, outside of his leg injuries, when Kristaps Porzingis has played, I mean, back when he was on the New York Knicks, right before he blew out his knee, Kristaps Porzingis was an all-star. Nobody's going to confuse him with Luka Doncic. Nobody's going to go out there and confuse him with Jokic. But Kristaps is a bad man all to himself when he's healthy. And so after the game, you can imagine where a lot of the focus was on. Porzingis. Hey, Kristaps, how the hell did you end up with this gigantic outburst in the first game? Tell us.
Obviously, what helped me is just even from the walkout before the game and then getting on the court, getting that kind of support was, you know, it was unreal. And the adrenaline was pumping through my veins, and that definitely helped. Obviously, you know, it wasn't ideal that I was out for such a long time, but I did everything I could to prepare mentally for this moment coming back, and it paid off, you know, and we got the job done tonight and had a good game and happy about the result.
The adrenaline was pumping through his veins. You could see it. I was standing right here in the same spot in the studio yesterday when Kristaps Porzingis stepped out onto the court. The fans cheered him like he was, well, maybe not Willis Reed. That would be an exaggeration. But they gave him a warm welcome back. You can't miss him in a crowd. He's 7'2". He had a big old smile on his face. He was loose. He was happy. It was like, man, I get to play basketball again? And the good thing about Kristaps Porzingis is nobody's expecting him to be the best player. Kristaps Porzingis on the Celtics, nobody's looking at him and saying, you need to be the second best player. The Boston Celtics are so damn deep. All Kristaps Porzingis has to do is show up, and when he gets the ball, make a good decision, and on defense, lift his arms up in the air. That's all they need him for. Not too tough. I mean, yesterday in his first return back, in his first game back, Porzingis came off of the bench. Guaranteed. But he hasn't played in forever, literally, 6 damn weeks. Hey, Kristaps, were you shocked that Coach Joe Mazzulla, that miserable man, had you come off the bench? Of course not. Listen.
No, we had a conversation and just came up to me. I knew he knew I was going to be fine with whatever, you know. So he just told me, what do you think like about this? And I said, of course, like, let's do it. And that's it. Just wasn't no big deal. And I trust Joe and he trusts me.
Come on, listen. What is Kristaps Porzingis going to say? No, I don't want to come off the bench. No, I'm a former All-Star. I deserve to start. What is he going to say? If Kristaps Porzingis said anything of the opposite, he would just sound like a punk. A punk, you know what? Yeah, punk ass, fill in the blank. You can't do that. You haven't played in 40 days. No, I need to start. This is the NBA Finals. Come on. Porzingis, man, he may come off the bench the entire series, and he better grin and like it. You haven't played basketball. You're never healthy enough to do so. Shut up. He said he had a good conversation with Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla sounds like he doesn't have a good conversation with anybody. After the game, Joe Mazzulla was asked about Kristaps Porzingis, and he had a very fast answer. He said he was excellent.
He was great on both ends of the floor. Defensive execution, game plan, fighting for a spot in the offensive end, being physical, and making plays on both ends of the floor. So I thought he played great. And, you know, that's the KP that, you know, helped us get to where we are today.
Joe Mazzulla, he doesn't get paid by the second, folks. He's trying to cram in as many words as he can as possible before he gets to the thing and just get out. That's what he wants to do. It's the Boston Celtics head coach, somebody I think is going to win his first championship. And he's going to be lauded. Wait for it. Coach takes over for Ime Udoka, the man who was sleeping allegedly with a woman in the organization who wasn't his wife. Hickey, I had to explain, you know, had to explain what happened.
There's still maybe people out there unaware. Got to inform the people.
Ime Udoka doesn't coach the Celtics anymore because he allegedly was cheating on Nia Long with a Celtics employee and was told to stop and did not stop. So they fired him. If you forgot. And then Joe Mazzulla got the job and then they lost last year. And then a couple of people blamed him. And now he might be on his way to a championship. Congratulations, Joe Mazzulla. Hickey, that's not failing up, is it? He earned it. Yeah, he earned it. He did. He was second in command. He earned it.
You know what they say? Right place, right time.
Yeah, good for him. He couldn't hack it as a basketball player, so this is what he did. Good for him. Not too shabby. Anyway, he coaches amazing basketball players. Joe Mazzulla is probably maybe coaching, I don't know, definitely 2 Hall of Famers. Maybe 3. Damn it, maybe 4. I don't know. They let everybody in the Hall of Fame. These 2 guys, I think they are on their way. Jason Tatum. He thought about the Celtics like Voltron. He looked at the Celtics like they were Captain Planet, like they were the Power Rangers, like they were the Fantastic Four, like they were the Super Friends. When you get them all together and they're healthy, nobody can stop them.
We're a good team, right, when guys are down, but we're really, really special when we have everybody. I think I said it earlier how seamless his transition was after being away for 6-7 weeks and coming into the game and having a first half like that. That was a big spark for us to start the game.
Yeah, he's 7'2". He blocks shots. He can actually run the floor. He can turn around and shoot over people, a little post up, because he's 7 foot two. He can shoot over people because he's 7 foot two. He can block shots because he's 7 foot two. And he can dunk the basketball real easy because he's 7 foot two. I think if he's healthy, he seamlessly fits in on any team on any night. If he's healthy, because he's 7 foot two. It's not easy being that big. Hickey, now we know why all those, all the tall freaks of nature, they all live in the woods. You ever realize that?
That's where they're all located?
Yeah, Sasquatch, he's big, right? Where does he live?
Okay, the woods.
Okay.
The Yeti, Bigfoot. We're talking about the Yeti.
The Yeti, maybe big, for right? Utah. Yeah, big snow person. Where does he live?
The woods. Well, I guess the snow, but out there in the middle of nowhere in the woods.
Snowy woods, that's
snowy
right.
Snowy woods.
Bigfoot, Harry,
right.
Bigfoot, Harry and the Hendersons. Where does he live?
I don't know that one. You got me there.
Harry and the Hendersons? Okay. Harry and the Hendersons
was a person.
No, Harry was a Bigfoot-like creature that was in the woods, and he ended up living in a house.
Oh, so he's the exception.
It's sitcom from the 80s. I'll send you the trailer.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Where do all other big, giant freaks live? I mean, Frankenstein, he lived in a castle up on the mountains in a hill in the woods. Okay? It's not easy. It's not easy being this damn tall. Kristaps Porzingis is big. He doesn't come from the woods. He comes from Latvia. I think he comes from a coastal city. I know how to spell it. I don't know how to say it. I won't do it. But good for him on returning. Now, this next man you're going to hear from, he also believes in Kristaps. He needs to believe in hitting a free throw because he was 6 of 11, very Shaq-like. It's mind-boggling to me when people can knock down threes but they can't hit a free throw. I guess if you needed one over the other, you'd pick the three, I guess. Jaylen Brown, he's also kissing Kristaps Porzingis behind because he should. He says, man, Kristaps, he's a giant 7 foot two reason why we're the best team in the NBA.
I think Kristaps has been great for us all season long. I mean, it's a big reason why we've been the best team in basketball, with record-wise at least, and having him back, you know, and him playing well to that level he was during the season is so important for us, because you got another defender, another shooter out there that you have to respect. So that just opens it up for everybody else. Now, next game, I'm sure they'll make adjustments. We got to be able to read it on the fly and make plays. The guys got to step up. We need guys like Sam Payton to come in and step up. JT, everybody got to be ready to go.
Hit your free throws, man. Telling other people what they need to do. Do better than 6 of 11. I remember your 8 turnovers in the playoffs last year. I didn't forget. Anyway, I sound like a jerk. Maybe I am. I'm a nice jerk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got Coach Nick from B-Ball Breakdown coming through next hour to really break down what the Celtics did and what the Mavs did not do. We're going to get into some of the motivational tactics of Mike McDaniel from the Miami Dolphins. We're going to talk about kickers and how they're preparing for this upcoming NFL season now that the kickoff rules have been adjusted. We're going to talk to a cricket player. Yeah, he's plays cricket for Team USA. His name is Corey Anderson. He's going to join us later on in the show. Of course, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And I'm just here on a Friday to have a good time. You want to have a good time? Hang out with me. Phone number, if you want to call, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you're having a good time, have a drink for me, a beer, preferably. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a guy who likes to drink beer. You shouldn't. His name is Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, this is some Boston Celtics, I don't know, celebratory Irish jig music. I don't know what it is. Does it make you want to move? Hickey, this makes you want to move, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on. You can't. I know you're right now bopping your head and maybe moving your knee a little bit to the beat.
Yeah, my right knee and my shoulders are moving. That's it. Anything else will put me on the floor, so I just got to take it easy. Yeah, well, we're talking about the Celtics. They smacked up the Mavericks last night, 107-89. We spent a lot of time on the team that won. We didn't hear from the losers. We didn't hear from the Mavericks. What did they do? Well, Kyrie Irving returning back to Boston. Well, he lost. Luka Doncic, he lost. And at one point, it was like they were getting blown out by about 30. And then Luka went on a run almost by himself in the third quarter. He finished with 30 points. They got the lead down to 8. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. And then Jaylen Brown just started blocking everything that moved, and the momentum swung right back into the hands of the Boston Celtics. And so if you're the Dallas Mavericks, what do you do? If you're the Dallas Mavericks, how do you bounce back? Luka had 30 points, and his teammates, well, they were invisible. They were like some of your favorite ghosts. Casper, Space Ghost, a Slimer, the dead kid from Sixth Sense, all of them. They were invisible. Kyrie Irving, he was out here, and what did he do? Nothing. 12 points, 6 of 19 from the field. P.J. Washington had 14. And then I think this is where the series is different. This is why I favor the Celtics. Derrick Jones, he had 5 points. Daniel Gafford, he had 8 points. If Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic aren't lighting it up, they're cooked. And so Luka, this man basically walked off of the court yesterday. I feel like he walked right to the press conference room and proceeded to give his answers and then leave. Luka Doncic had no time for anybody's stupid-ass questions. He was asked about what do they do next. And in a very Bill Belichick way, maybe he was inspired by being up in Boston. Luka was like, man, I'm thinking about the next game. Leave me alone.
Just literally you lose or you win. First of four, we got to focus on the next game.
Oh, okay. Very short. At one point, somebody asked him about his confidence level. He's like, what the hell you want from me? Like, what am I supposed to say? I'm not confident in game two? That is a dumb question. Anyway, Luka was asked about his former teammate, Kristaps Porzingis. And so what did Luka say about him? Listen, very quick, too.
Yeah, I mean, he was great for them. He was knocking down shots. He was blocking shots. So he was really, really huge for them on both ends of the floor.
Oh, okay. And Kyrie, what happened to you, man? 6-19 shooting, only 12 points. This might be Kyrie's worst performance in the entire series. It might be. You think he's going to have 12 points again? I would bet the over on that one. And so when you think about all of the noise and the questions leading up to the game about returning to Boston and being back, it would affect Kyrie, right? Well, Kyrie Irving pretty much said the opposite. Kyrie Irving basically said, listen, man, I showed up to work today in hostile territory, and the fans,
It's just experiencing the playoffs here, even regular season. It's been the same thing. I thought it was going to be a little louder in here, but I'm expecting the same things going into game two. Crowd trying to get me out of my element.
Hickey, what is that? Is that like a challenge to the fans? Is that what he's doing?
That's such, I mean, I guess, sure. Like, is that the only, he's trying to get a win? Because he couldn't get one on the court, so, oh, you know, the fans were pretty bad. What are you doing? Well, it's like a clown.
It's an improvement, right, from other things that he said.
Yeah, and actions. He didn't flip anyone off, so I guess you want to say he's going in the right direction.
He didn't give anybody a middle finger yesterday. He didn't step on a mascot. He didn't do that. He didn't sage the court. I think if he saged the court, that would have went viral. We didn't see that. He didn't talk about the earth being flat. He didn't talk about vaccinations.
He showed up.
He showed up to work. He was healthy. He did. Yeah.
So there's a small victory.
What is that? Like half the job is showing up?
That's right.
So do you still feel confident about the Mavericks winning the series?
I do. Yeah, they're winning game two for sure.
Well, game two, yeah, that's one thing. So what are they going to win? Game two, they're going to win the next game in Dallas, and then they're going to go back to Boston? What are we doing?
Yeah, the Mavs in six. Maybe now with game one
lost.
Mavs in seven. Probably have to reevaluate that. They're not going to probably win four out of the next five. But, look, Celtics do this a lot. And if they're truly, Jaylen Brown has talked about this is a different team. They're a different team. They win game two because the last 3 years, they are the kings of playing a great game like they did in game one and then mailing it in, throwing the jock straps on the court and not really playing in game two.
But they got Porzingis now. That's the difference.
And that's another thing. He played great in game one. Can he play more than 20 minutes? We'll see. And how will his calf react after 38 days of inactivity? Damn. Now playing a stressful environment, will he be back to 100% for Sunday? Not sold.
Damn. My analysis is a little more straightforward. Derek Jones Jr. and Gafford suck.
Yeah, they did.
No, not they did.
They do.
Yeah. They did, they do. Whatever. The past, present, and maybe future, right?
Wow. Like no Derek, hope for him.
No. Derek Jones, Derek James can go out there. Yeah, Jones, what am I doing? There's too many Derek Jameses and Joneses and Juniors in the NBA. Too many of them. Derek Jones Jr. is known for the dunk contest, okay? And he could have some great games where he pops off with some corner threes. He could cut to the basket. But he's not going to get offense on his own. There's no way in hell at any point in time that Jason Kidd is going to watch this man dribble the basketball and try to establish offense. There's not going to be any of it. And so it's just... They really are coming. Who the hell they just beat? They just beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. They were able to beat them because you got a bunch of big guys that the smaller guards were able to go out there and abuse. Kyrie and Luka. I mean, in the case of this team, they got guards that they can throw at them in waves. And they also have size. These dudes are not small. It's 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", you know, guards and forwards. And... That's even more difficult for the Derek Jameses of the world. We know Gafford isn't shooting a shot further away from the basket. I would love to see Dallas punch him in the mouth and stay in it. I expect them to win one or two games. But I think that this is the Celtics' year. Even if Porzingis goes down, I think this is the Celtics' year. And even if Porzingis is playing, I don't think you need a lot out of Porzingis to win. I don't think he even need 20. His presence, you got to cover him. If he's out there, if he can move, if he can lift his arm up in the air, he's a defensive presence. I think the Celtics are going to win championship. What is this going to be, 18? Breaking the tie with, what is this, the Lakers? Oh, that's right. The Lakers were in the news today or yesterday or the past 2 days or all day. I mean, even Charles Barkley was just like, oh, it's a shame that on the day of the NBA Finals, the Los Angeles Lakers are in the news because they're looking for a head coach. Shame. Last night after the finals went off, Hickey, did you see Magic Johnson on Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Yeah. This is the first time I've seen Jimmy Kimmel in forever. You want to know why? Because it came on after basketball. They were like, hey, we got Magic Johnson. I said, okay, I'll stick around.
Did Magic just recite stat lines and facts?
No. Magic Johnson said that Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they are akin to him and Larry Bird, where I had to go, okay. All right. Didn't expect that one. Jimmy Kimmel made a joke about having Magic Johnson's short shorts on his wall at home. I said, okay. They talked about Magic Johnson's $25 million 25-year contract. I said, okay. And then when it came down to head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, Magic Johnson said, no, J.J. Redick. I prefer Dan Hurley.
Wow, he gave an opinion.
Oh, Magic Johnson is not shy, man. Come on.
Wow.
You see Magic Johnson on X, Twitter? He says everything. I mean,
see him on X. I see him tweeting. He just basically copy and pastes the box score.
Well, it's not him that's tweeting, but.
Well, I guess you're right about that.
He's very opinionated online. Very. It's the most cut and dry, straightforward things. You know, he dictates to some, hey, tweet this out for me. This is what I want you to tweet. I don't know if he has like a minion that follows him at all hours of the day. And when he has a thought, he tells them what to type. But it seems like it. And he was sitting on a couch. He didn't have anybody type anything. Jimmy Kimmel asked him about the Lakers job. And Magic Johnson said, give it to Hurley. I'm like, wow, okay. Magic Johnson with an opinion, he is sure. You got plenty of them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. He also said that Caitlin Clark needs to reach out to Larry Bird. She said she's in Indiana. He's in Indiana. He might as well. Good for Magic Johnson. Giving advice to Caitlin Clark. I'm sure she appreciates it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, everybody has advice for people, right? Jason Kidd took an L last night. And even Jason Kidd was asked about the Los Angeles Lakers and their vacant coaching position. Doesn't Jason Kidd got better things to worry about? He might have to step out onto the floor and help out his team. We'll hear from Jason Kidd on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Kyrie a little bit more. Those fans in Boston, we know they can be pretty rabid. They weren't rabid enough for him. So we'll get into that. And the phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll hear from Jason Kidd, the losing coach, after game one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order order now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Oh, Hickey, what the hell are you doing for the weekend? I forgot to ask you that.
This weekend, nothing. Just kind of hanging low and kind of seeing where the wind takes me. How about you?
Good, good. I got a weekend off from the fan.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell to do. I have no idea. Nothing. I have no idea. Nothing.
It's kind of nice to not have options. Wake up and just see what you're feeling and do what you want.
Do things that I could never do.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Get things together without a phone call or email, text. Normal stuff. I'll try. We'll see. I'll wait for the basketball game tomorrow. Well, that's Sunday, right? Probably pop in and see what the Oilers are doing against the Panthers. I actually saw a graphic. I think realistically, this might be the longest, because what else are people going to do? You got to figure something out. This might be the longest distance ever between two teams opposing each other in the Stanley Cup. I think they said it was like 2,500 miles between Edmonton and Sunrise, Florida, which is reasonable because Edmonton is way out in the Northwest and Florida might as well be in the Caribbean. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably not. But I wonder how much the travel is going to get to folks. I don't want to make that trip once, let alone have to potentially make that trip twice, maybe. Spare me, man. I don't want to do that. Not at all. I wouldn't say I'd quit, but that's a long-ass way, man. Nobody want to do that.
But if you think about it like this, what if you're the winning team and you win on the road? Imagine what that plane ride back home would be like.
Sleep.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't try the Wade Boggs Challenge?
No, I'm not doing any of that.
No?
Why don't you just
won the championship. You're going to sleep as the first thing you do to celebrate?
How long you think that flight is?
6 hours?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Let's see.
Oh, you're flying private?
If you drive.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why this is what Google sends me first. I guess they're like, JR doesn't have a private plane. He's going to drive. 44 hours, okay?
Wowza. Which actually not terrible if you think about it.
You got to cross the border, right?
Yeah.
If you want to get on a train, which probably doesn't exist. it
you're
doesn't.
Very right.
It doesn't because the train system in America is garbage. My apologies to people listening on a train, but we know we share our what do you call this? We share our business routes with passenger travel. Like, our train system is ass. In comparison to the rest of the world, it sucks. So there is no train. If you wanted to get on a bike, let's see.
Oh, 40 hours?
273 hours. Via the Cedar Valley Nature Trail. You can go from Florida to Edmonton. You can do it.
Hmm.
273 divided by... Okay, that's 11 and a half days. Nonstop. And if you want to walk, from Sunrise to Edmonton, that would take you, 1,057 hours.
Wowza. That sounds like a month.
Is that days? Oh, damn. Let's see. Damn, that's 1,057 hour. Damn, that's a lot. Damn, whoa.
Well, hopefully no one's planning on walking.
That's 44 days walking straight.
That sounds about right. That's a long, was it 2,600 miles? Long way.
I guess because you go to Canada, it's giving it to me in kilometers. I don't know.
Oof, come on.
I don't. It's showing me in kilometers. Oh, my God. They don't even have straight flights for normal people. Wait, let's see. All these flights are connecting.
I mean, Edmonton is not exactly the most bustling city in the world.
It's not. Nonstop. No, everything has a stop. 8 hours.
Including a layover? Not
Yeah.
Not awful.
No, no. You got to go from Edmonton to Miami. You got 8 hours and you got to stop.
Not awful.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many Panthers fans are going to make that trip. I'm sure Oilers fans would do it. On the reverse, I don't know how many Panthers fans are going to be loading up to go to Edmonton, but hey.
No, no, nobody's trying to go to Edmonton. What do you know what's up there?
The Oilers. and then oil, right, because it's oil country.
Okay.
In
space.
Cold weather.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you got some moose up there as well.
Meese? No, moose. Moose is plural from, yeah, moose is plural.
Just like fish, right?
Yeah, no fish. Fish?
Some fishes?
Feces, no. no feces. Edmonton. I've heard that. Look, I'm not going. No offense against Edmonton, but too far. It's, North America's big, man. It's big as hell.
It is.
Big. The United States of America is big. I mean, granted, 5 hours isn't a long time to go from coast to coast. You know, probably from end to end, you know, Miami to Seattle. That's probably maybe the longest you can go. It's probably 6 hours. Not that bad. This is a big-ass diverse country when you think about it. You got flat nothing. You got mountains. You got concrete, hills, valleys, plains, beaches, desert. Did I miss anything?
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
Quite the variety.
Yeah. Hey, listen, USA, right?
That's right.
Hey, we got Corey Anderson from Team USA Cricket's going to join us. Now, Hickey, he's going to come through, what, in about an hour and a half or so? He is he's originally from New Zealand.
Wow. Okay. How did we get him on our team?
Well, he's I think his wife is from Dallas.
Oh, you can marry into playing on Team USA. I did not know that.
With international cricket rules, you can be 3 years removed from, you know, your nationalized team. You got to wait 3 years before you're eligible to play for another team. And so he's been here in the United States of America. And now he represents us. He's one of us. One of us.
I guess Embiid is playing for Team USA in the Olympics. So
how much of a sham is this stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had what, the option of three teams, right? He could play for Paris too.
They gave him citizenship for what? Because he's 7'2" and can play basketball. Like,
hey,
come
whatever
on,
whatever it takes to win, right?
I mean, there are people in Paris that are just like begging for people that lived there forever and they got jobs and. They're actually contributing to society, and France is probably like, no, just go back to Africa, you know, go somewhere else. And here you got Joel Embiid. He doesn't even live there.
Hey, you can get us a gold medal maybe or a silver. Yeah, you know, yeah. Here's yeah, a citizen card. There you go.
Hey, what do we need in France? We need Rudy Gobert, Joel Embiid, and Victor Wembanyama on a front line. That's what. Can you imagine that? Could you really do it? Would they,
great
they be
wall
too,
of Pisa.
They'd be too slow, right?
You would think, and yeah. Maybe too injury prone in the case of Embiid, but
yeah, Embiid at center, Gobert at power forward, and then Wembanyama at small forward.
Well, the point guard, he's got some handles.
Who's I don't even know the French point guard. Don't they got one of these guys coming over now? They got another young French point guard. I can't keep up.
I don't know. You know better than me at this point.
I bet Frank Ntilikina is on the team. What's the guy on the Knicks that sucked?
Him? He was,
who, what?
Him? Talking about someone else?
No, the Knicks. The Knicks
Dante DiVincenzo?
No, he's Italian.
My apologies.
He's American. No, they had another Frenchman that he was so angry with Thibodeau. He's an older guy. He's in his, like, he's like 30, 31. A shooter.
Not Pablo Prigioni.
No, it's Italian.
I guess I, yeah.
What's that French guy? He was so mad at Thibodeau. They just traded him in like the middle of the season. He never played. He was so angry. He signed from the Magic.
Yes, Evan Fournier.
Yeah, Evan Fournier,
thank
the
you.
Shooter.
Good call. Yeah, he was glued to the bench.
He sucked wherever he went, too. He did.
Except that one little spurt he had with the Celtics where he got paid.
Oh, that's right. He was up there, too.
Yeah.
What, and after then, after Orlando?
Yeah, and then, right? I think I got my timeline of Evan Fournier teams correct. And then the Knicks paid him, I think, after, I think coming off that.
And I know wherever the Knicks sent him after that, he didn't play.
Oh, correct.
They, Yes, they sent the man to Detroit.
Woof.
And he didn't play.
That's when you know you stink.
Yeah. He's probably still good enough to be on Team France. Unless there's some young kid that's getting ready to take his job. Man, the NBA is so international. It's crazy. Like, French point guard. You thought Tony Parker was something? Man, there's so many European players that are coming over. And they come over and they beat the asses of the Americans. It's almost like the reverse of what we're doing in cricket. We got folks coming from all over the world representing Team USA. And now Team USA is smacking everybody in cricket. Well, at least they did yesterday. They beat Pakistan. I wonder what happens for those Pakistani players when they go home. I don't want to know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know, it can be pretty hostile in other parts of the world. You don't want to be the losing team. You don't want to be the away team. And as I told you, Kyrie Irving was pretty surprised that the Boston fans weren't rowdier. And Jason Kidd, he had some thoughts about it, too. We're going to talk about Kyrie and crazy crowds on the other side. It's a Friday. Hopefully you're crazy on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements, unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.